You're listening to East Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
We're working like heck.
Hour number two of The Drive underway right here on Fox Sports Knoxville. Russell and Bear with you again today, broadcasting live from the Mountain View Chevy studios. It's not a Chevy unless it's a Mountain View Chevy. Chattanooga and Tennessee's number one Chevy dealer, home of the low price promise. Mountain View Chevy will meet or beat any advertised price, or they'll give you the car. The East Tennessee Silverado Truck Champions, with Silverados discounted up to $14,000 off. They're located at 310 East 20th Street, right off I-24 in downtown Chattanooga. You can check them out online at mtnviewchevy.com. As we get back to it this afternoon on The Drive, who do you consider the true SEC basketball champion? The regular season champ or the tournament champ?
Tournament. That's what everybody was going to remember. I couldn't tell you when we won the league.
Oh, we won it Pearl's third year.
Which would have been what year?
2008.
Okay.
It's been 10 years.
I had no idea.
Did we honor the 10-year anniversary of our SEC championship team? Did we do anything for that? Like, I've not heard that mentioned at all.
No, but we could still do it since it's 10 years right now.
I guess that's the point, isn't it? Because I'm the same way.
Like, why don't we do it?
The league recognizes the regular season champ. That is technically the SEC champion, is whoever wins the regular season championship. But I'm kind of the same way. Like, I feel like – and I don't remember the tournament champions either. Do you know who won the SEC tournament last year? I don't.
Thought it was Kentucky, didn't they?
I don't know.
But, I just always assume Kentucky.
Yeah, it's but the technically the according to the conference, the regular season champion is the champion, and you've got a tournament champion. But the whoever Auburn is going to win the SEC this year, barring some sort of unforeseen collapse. And we'll put that up as your Ricky Ridge Barbecue smoking hot question: who do you consider the true SEC basketball champion, the regular season champ, or the team that wins the SEC tournament? 865-546-8200, 546-8200. If you want to jump in here this afternoon on the show, Vols going for number 20 Saturday. Get that 20-win plateau. I know. It doesn't mean what it used to mean. It's not the mile marker it used to be, but 20 wins in my book, still pretty strong. And to get to 20 – a lot of people didn't think we'd get to 20 this year, but to get there with 2 weeks to go, with four games to spare.
Yeah, we thought we were going to get to 20 with counting. Hopefully we'd win a game or two in the tournament.
I mean, it would be amazing. Amazing.
It was Kentucky, by the way.
Won the tournament last year?
Yeah. Let's see who the MVP was. De'Aaron Fox. That was when I started kind of liking De'Aaron.
This has been such a fun ride. Let's hope we finish strong down the stretch, get these guards going.
Just give maximum effort like they did in the wins. And even if, you know, we come up short, we come up short.
Somebody asked me today, maybe this would be a good hot question. Maybe we'll save it for tomorrow. Who would, like, what would be more, if you could have one player suddenly rise up and achieve consistency? Boner Alexander. Like, if you could only have one, and the other guy's going to continue to
Alexander,
fluctuate.
Without a doubt.
See, I would go Bone.
No. You go Alexander.
Got to have point guard play, man.
Dude, we can get by with point guard guy. We figure out – Barnes has been pretty good about figuring out who's got the hot hand. I think he made a mistake with Jordan the other night. But if we had Grant Williams, Admiral Schofield, Derek Walker, and then you add in Kyle Alexander with the lights turned on – we need a rim protector.
I mean, I'm not saying he wouldn't be a game-changing presence. I'm just saying you win in tournament play, guard play.
Yeah, but
– guard play determines –
You're gonna have to have – he's the closest thing we have to a big man.
Name me – no, that's not true. See, this is why – because You know, Williamson and Schofield can handle the load down there. Those guys can play with anybody. I know they're not 6 foot ten, but you don't need that.
Yeah, but they
at the college level.
They didn't play real good against what's his name, Donta Hall. There've been some teams. Some of our. Who do you think we're going to see in the tournament? We're going to see teams if we make a deep run. You're going to have to beat a team with a Donta Hall. Or one of those big European kids that are on Villanova?
We owned Purdue. They got 2 7-footers. I mean, we've beaten big teams before. They held their own against Arkansas. We didn't lose that game because of Admiral and Grant. I I think Alexander has a bright ceiling.
I mean, it's not the 7-footers. It's the 6'10", 6'11 guys that are real athletic, like a Donta Hall. I don't compare him to a 7-footer.
That was just an off night, though, man. Everybody played badly in that game. I just think if we're going to – and listen, man, I was the first person on the Kyle Alexander bandwagon.
Are we talking about like bone dropping 30?
No, I'm just talking about like, you know, 15 or 16. But I remember last year when people were telling, you know, hey, Alexander can't play. It was a wasted scholarship. Barnes really whiffed on that one.
No.
And telling people you need to pump the brakes. And all offseason, he's a key guy. People said he's crazy, smoking crack or whatever. And that's okay. It's not my style to pat myself on the back. I don't need that kind of positive reaffirmation. But I do think if we're going to do anything come March, and maybe it's not Bone, maybe Turner takes over the role. Maybe JD3 takes over the role. I don't know.
I really think it's going to be Lamonte. Just because he's the one guy on the team, Russ, that wants it.
We've got to have something consistent. It doesn't have to be 30 points, man, but it can't be nothing. Like, 10, 12 point, like give us something, a guy who can consistently break down a defense, create something when there's nothing there, and guard his position really, really well. We've got three guys, and I think they're all three capable of doing it. I think all three of them can do it.
Yeah, but you'd like to have like – I'd like to have Bone and Turner on the floor at the same time. Bone seems to run the offense better than Turner. But if he could ever get those mid-range, you know, when he cuts through the lane, if he could ever get those shots to start falling consistently, he'd be a beast.
He's got that shot from the elbow. Like he's and that's a shot nobody shoots anymore.
Mm-mm.
Is the mid-range jumper because it's an inefficient shot. But for some reason, we're the only team in college basketball that runs it anymore.
It's inefficient. You mean you'd be a killer in the tournament if you got somebody who can hit those.
But nobody does it anymore. Bone can hit that shot all day long. And he does. Like he'll shoot that shot once or twice a game and he usually hits it, but he can't finish at the rim. He can hit the 15-footer more accurately than he can hit the 2-footer. I've never seen anything like it, but
why didn't he just dunk?
He's still just a sophomore. That's why I keep telling myself. And here's the bottom line, man: is if we get Anfernee Simons, a lot of these problems will just go away. And the beautiful thing about it is, you lose JD3. Bone can still play. He can still spell Simons at the point for 5-10 minutes a game, and you can play them both. The way Barnes has played Bone and Daniel together, or Bone and Turner together, whatever the case may be, for a lot this year. It's not like Bone has to go away for a year while Anthony Simons takes over. But for this year, we ain't getting no Anthony Simons for this year. We need somebody to step up and be the point guard. 865-546-8200, your number if you want to get on the show this afternoon. 546-8200. The NFL announces today the finalists for hosting the 2019 or 2020 NFL draft. Cleveland / Canton, Kansas City, Denver, Las Vegas, and Nashville.
If it's in Nashville, we got to go cover it.
How about that?
If it's in Vegas, I think we just ought to go.
The winners will be announced at the May League meeting. Cities cannot win both. So I guess Nashville has Cleveland Canton, I guess, is like a double bid.
Yeah.
Is Canton near Cleveland? I don't know.
I have no idea.
So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So you got a 2-5 chance of winning. That's pretty. That'd be pretty cool.
You gotta figure Canton's gonna get one of them.
Where would we put? Would the draft be in Bridgestone?
Nashville.
Wonder if you could do something like the Country Music Hall of Fame or something, or
like the Ryman,
like right out on Broadway.
What if you did it at the Ryman?
Ooh, that would be cool.
I don't know how they'd set up.
Yeah, I don't know if it's big enough. I think you'd have to do it at Bridgestone.
It's big enough. That'd be cool to have it at the Ryman.
How many seats are in the Ryman?
That I don't know.
Because they sell, I mean, that's an event, man. They like they'll put people outdoor. They'll put it in, you know, two locations. You'll have an arena sold out, and then you'll have like a concert set up like outdoors somewhere. Well,
if you do it at the Ryman, you could have the concert set up.
Maybe they'll do it
down at
just
whatever
all over
they're
the
calling
place.
That football field. What's it called in Nashville? What's the name of their stadium?
Nissan.
Yeah. It'll always be Adelphia. To me,
I prefer the LP field.
You like LP?
I don't like any of them, man. I just like the Coliseum. That's what they ought to call it. That's what they ought to go back to calling that thing.
Brad on the text box says that Canton, Ohio is 45 minutes south of Cleveland. It's where the pro – we knew where the Pro Football Hall of Fame was.
Chip says point guard, you need point guard to carry you through the tournament. You need point guard to control the game and feed the post. It really is incredible. I mean, of all the mind-blowing things about this season, the fact that we've made it this far, I'll have to go back and look at some of the other top 25 teams and the teams that are ahead of us. Like, how many of them are unsettled at the point guard position? I would venture to guess it's one or two max. Probably. Most top 25 teams have a starter and a backup. We've got three guys, and you never know from night to night who it's going to be.
Turner's been pretty consistent as far as his shooting. James Daniels, the one who's kind of backslid a little bit. He had some silly turnovers the past couple of games, I feel like. He hit a big shot, too. That's what's so maddening about it.
Let's take a quick break here. 865-546-8200 if you want to jump in. On the show today, coming up, we'll find out who's on the docket, brought to you by Ogle, Elrod, and Burrill. Stay with us. The Drive continues next.
This is The Drive.
The Docket, brought to you by Ogle, Elrod, and Burrill, the official law offices of The Drive. Injured? Call 865-546-1111. Ogle, Elrod, and Burrill. They'll come to you. Visit their website at reckintoacheck.com. Now, to the docket.
U.S. District Court Judge Lewis A. Kaplan today denied a motion to dismiss federal criminal charges against three of the 10 men arrested for their alleged roles in the FBI's two-year investigation into college basketball corruption. Attorneys representing former Adidas executives Jim Gatto and Merle Code and former sports agent Christian Dawkins argued in U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York on Thursday morning that what their clients are accused of doing, allegedly funneling money from Adidas to the families of high-profile recruits to ensure that the players signed with Adidas-sponsored schools and then Adidas and certain pro sports agents and federal and financial planners once they turn pro, that all that doesn't constitute a federal crime. Their attorneys also challenged the government's argument that the victims in this case are the universities where the players signed because the players certified that they were eligible to play when they weren't after they or their families accepted improper benefits. Gatto, Code, and Dawkins face one felony count each of wire fraud. Trial scheduled to begin in October. This thing's going to drag on for a while. It's probably going on.
It'll drag on until they start making arrests.
Well, these guys already were arrested.
Yeah, and but what if there's a second wave where they come in? I'm talking like raid style.
That Code guy played for Barnes at Clemson.
Barnes signed a Knoxville kid back then when he was at Clemson.
Who?
I can't remember his first name. His last name was Buddy from Catholic High School.
Interesting story right there. And again, that ESPN story sources told Mark Schlabaugh that there could be up to 36 schools ultimately ensnared in this entire sordid affair.
Think they're going to get a rat boy? Or do you think he's too smooth?
I don't know. I mean, I would watch Kansas as the one, because it's all Adidas schools, or a lot of them are Adidas schools. These three guys are all, they're saying that all this money came from Adidas, and that, you know, corporate might not have necessarily earmarked it as, you know, hey, this is player payment money. You know, that's
Let's not act like a line item. I guarantee you.
But you had these guys, and they would funnel the money to the agent, who would funnel it to the runner, who would funnel it to the family, who would funnel it to the player.
Well, you're in Adidas school.
That's what I said earlier, man. Like, how far back does this go? Because the last high-profile recruit we had was Jarnell Stokes, and he was as high-profile as it gets, a five-star, top-10 national player out of Memphis who came here when we were in Adidas school. And both Pearl and Konzo recruited him.
Starred in the SEC at 17.
Now, I'm not saying that anything untoward happened in Jarnell's recruitment, but I'm just saying, I mean, let's not act like everything was lily white under the Pearl era. I think it was a lot cleaner under Konzo, and then it just got dirty as hell for about 9 months under Donnie Tindall.
But I don't think he did anything here.
Well, he didn't sign. Well, first of all, the guy that, you know, Adam Howard, who was the guy that he tried to pin it all on, I believe he resigned before the season even started that year because they started figuring out what he was doing at Southern Miss. So you would hope that even somebody as dumb as Tindall would realize that he's under a microscope at that point and wouldn't do anything, at least that he could get caught doing. But I don't think many people were as dumb as Tindall doing that stuff.
No, he's horrible at cheating. Horrible.
So and it's not terrible. Like Tindall signed any top 100 type players while he was here. I'm sure he swung for the fences on a couple of them, but he didn't sign anybody while he was here that you would have to pay to get. And if he did, then what a terrible waste of money.
No.
I mean, if he paid for Willie Carmichael or Tariq Owens, then, like, Donnie, come on, man. Shoot, have a standard, will you? Have some standards. If you're going to pay,
get the top 50.
Bring in a baller. That's the docket brought to you by Ogle, Elrod, and Burrill, the official law offices of The Drive. You can check them out online at reckintoacheck.com. You can call them up at 865-546-1111. That's 546-1111 for the law offices of Ogle, Elrod, and Burrill, the official law offices of The Drive, and East Tennessee's premier personal injury law firm, getting it done every day at OEB. All right, let's go back to the phones here, 865-546-8200. A couple lines available if you want to jump in here. Phil is next. Hello, Phil.
What is up, W?
What's up, Philly?
How are you and the Bear doing?
Can't speak for the Bear, but I'm doing mighty fine, thank you.
Speaking of Tariq Owens, did you watch him against Duke and Villanova?
Well, you could see the potential there. I mean, he was kind of like Kyle Alexander freshman
very
year.
Very similar.
Where you're like, long body, block shots and everything. He's just got to learn how to play.
How far back does this Adidas go? Would it go all the way back to Tobias Harris and Jordan McRae?
Oh, God, let's hope not. I mean, the only story that I've heard so far specifically was, Louisville with Bruce Bowen, which was like a year or two ago, and then the Auburn kids.
Yeah.
And so that's all this stuff has happened in like the last year or two. So let's hope they don't go back any further than that.
Well, if they don't investigate Rat Boy, I don't know. You know, that's what – I mean, you can't recruit that dang good.
Or Calipari.
Oh, yeah. I mean, everybody knows. I mean, you go back to when Calipari was at Memphis.
I tell you, the one I watched was Kansas. I have not followed them that closely this year, but I know they had a guy that was supposed to go there and couldn't get eligible for whatever reason and ended up going, I think he went to play in Europe or something, but they're an Adidas school. So I would be pretty worried if I were Bill Self as well.
Yeah, I think Kansas is, you're right, I think they are looking at Kansas, and Kansas has some shady transfers going there, too, that are having problems with their schools. I got two or three people from Memphis that are at Kansas right now sitting out. They were starters at Memphis last year.
Well, I mean, they're you know, three or four schools that are doing this one-and-done thing, and they're one of them. And Duke – it's Duke, Kansas, North Carolina, and Kentucky are – they're the blue bloods. And how serious about it is the NCAA.
Yeah.
Are they going to go in there and really go after anybody that gets caught, or are they going to go pick on the Auburns and the USCs of the world?
Yeah. Speaking of Steve Forbes – I'd rather him go to Ole Miss than go to Georgia, because I think Georgia's position is going to be opened up.
You think they're a bomb waiting to explode, Phil? Is that what you're saying?
No, Mark Fox will probably get fired. He's not doing anything.
Yeah, that's what
there.
I'm saying. You think Forbes could turn Georgia into a national powerhouse in basketball?
Yeah, look at all the players down there. That's the reason. It's the same way as football. That place is loaded with talent down there.
Where do those kids go to now?
They're going to ACC.
Mississippi's Howland got a couple of them.
Well, we used to get a few of them down there. I don't know if we even got a player from Georgia on our roster now.
You guys feel like Howland's done less with more since he's been in the league? You never hear about him.
Who?
Howland. You see?
He's having a good year right now. I mean, they're very quietly putting
– they're close, and that Adu kid Tennessee didn't want, he sure's got more upside than Kyle Alexander.
No, he doesn't.
He does, too. He's a freshman, a redshirt freshman.
So he's the same age as Kyle. He just redshirted a year.
Well, he'll probably play two more years, and then I guess he'll probably go to the big league.
Why don't you get you a, you know.
I mean, they're doing the same thing we're doing. You know, it's year three there, and they weren't very good the first 2 years. And right now they're 18-8, and they've lost one game at home. And I think you talked about it earlier this week, Phil. I mean, that's the one that I've got circled on my – you know, everybody's worried about Florida next week. If I had to pick one game that I thought Tennessee was most likely to lose, it would be the road trip to Mississippi State.
Oh, I agree with you heartily, and this game Saturday's not going to be easy. I don't know how Georgia beat Florida last night. I sat there and watched it. Florida's not that good this year.
Yeah, I don't
Do we get
so
them at
either.
Home?
Yeah, next Wednesday night. 9 o'clock tip, which
golly, why do they do that to us?
I don't know, but at least have a pretty good crowd for Florida. But I don't know, guys. Speaking of football recruiting, that's the reason they hired Winky. Outside of Jeremy Pruitt on that staff, Winky has more gravitas than anybody on that staff, and that opens doors for recruiting. Just the name.
Better than Tracy Rocker?
Yeah.
You're nuts.
Did Tracy Rocker win a Heisman?
No, but he was one of the best defensive linemen the league's ever seen.
Tracy Rocker didn't do anything in the NFL.
Who cares?
Here's the thing, though, Bear. These kids today weren't alive when Tracy Rocker played. Like, we're getting so old, man. Like, some of them might remember Chris Winkie would be like one of their first, earliest Heisman memories. They don't remember. I don't remember Tracy Rocker.
Yeah, Chris Winkie's my age, dude. He's an old man.
He was an old man. He played at Florida State.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah, but they remember.
But you start screaming at me, Phil.
But they watched him play. Is the point? Nobody watched Tracy Rocker play. They don't know. I was Terry Fair is over there, and he
love
said,
Terry Fair.
When he's coaching it at Colorado State the past couple of years, they don't remember. The kids don't remember. He had to put them on.
If he hadn't got that freaky injury, everybody'd know his name.
He had to put the tape on and show them highlights. They make fun of him. Look at your jersey.
Really?
Look at, you know. I mean, these kids are
young
man. Like,
punks?
You don't.
Terry Fair was the man.
They don't know that. You well, know
we
that.
We got to
find
as many good players next year in football as we can, because it don't look like Georgia's going to quit signing them or Alabama.
Well,
we got,
I mean,
we
if
got a
if,
lot of
if,
room to make up, don't
if,
we?
If Kirby's keeping us out of Georgia, then with the talent that we've got coming out of Tennessee, I like our chances. As long as Pruitt's able to stop, you know, Saban and Smart and some other programs from raiding the mid-state.
Well, that's true, but Georgia can't sign everybody in their state.
No, they're going to go down there.
Historically, Tennessee's always done good in Georgia.
They're going to go down there and get players.
Players out of Georgia.
They're going to get players.
And you got to get in the gray area. That's where how you going to get them. You know it and I know it.
I mean, they already did. I mean, you got J.J. Peterson this year. You should have got Quay Walker. And you're going to get players from this year's class, too. I mean, they're going to go down there and get some guys out of Georgia.
Is it true that Kirby Smart and our football coach are not on a too good a relationship right now?
That seems to be the word on the street.
That's good. I love it. See.
Why do you think that is? Why does everybody seem to think that Pruitt and Kirby don't like each other? Just because they're recruiting the same players?
Supposedly there was Kirby, the story on rumor around the block.
The message board rumors, which are never, which as we know, always completely true.
Not trust
always
this source.
Completely true.
Not
yes.
Trust this source.
Vol Fan 72 over on the VolQuest board. I mean, if he's going to shoot you straight, if he won't shoot you straight, nobody will.
I'm not coming with stale nuggets, but the word on the street is that Kirby went real negative and ugly against Tennessee.
Ooh, that's good. I like that.
And it got back to Pruitt.
Yeah. Like what?
I don't know.
Just that he went ugly? What would he say?
Just
that we suck? We do.
Yeah, we didn't win a game last year.
We suck.
True.
It's not Pruitt's fault, but we suck. Until we start winning games, we suck.
Pruitt will be on the hot seat in 3 years.
Oh. Ooh. Ooh, that little bastard. Kirby Smart. Talking trash about Jeremy.
I hate his guts, man. I don't know why a chance especially has some kind of like, he adores him for some reason. It's just disgusting.
I mean, I don't have any personal feelings towards him one way or the other.
I do.
But as a coach, I mean, there's no denying he's fantastic. I mean,
fake news.
You can stick your head in the sand all you want, but last seen, they were playing Alabama in overtime for the national championship.
Wrong.
Never happened?
No.
The thing I love about Bear is he does not progress through the five stages of grief. He just stays in denial. He's just perpetually in the first stage. So he never has to bargain with a higher power. He never has to accept. He's like, oh, it doesn't happen.
Anger and denial, man.
Stay with us. The drive continues. We will get Bears Winter Olympic update, which may or may not be factual, coming up next here on The Drive.
The Drive, premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
My favorite segment on the show, and by favorite, I mean most hated. I can't stand this. I'm just going to go talk to the overtime guys. Bear, you knock yourself out, buddy.
This is my Olympic update for the day, Russ, and you're going to leave. As of showtime,
don't care.
The current medal count, and quite frankly, we're only going on gold medals because, as the late, great Dale Earnhardt said, second place is a first loser. Germany leads in gold medals with 9. Norway has 6. The United States has 5. Canada has 4, Russ.
So we're getting creamed by the Norwegians.
Well, what's really thrown it off is they had to postpone some of the alpine skiing events, and I'm not quite certain that we have a downhiller that is very good this year. Although Michaela Schifrin won gold in the giant slalom last night, and she is going for gold again tonight in the slalom. Got the men's short program tonight.
Here's my problem with the skiing. Here's my problem with the skiing and the snowboarding, for that matter, is it's pretty cool. Like, to watch it, I'll tune in. I'm like, okay, I want to see this. And they go down there, and they're like, wow, that person is doing 80 miles an hour on a pair of skis. That's insane. That was awesome. Wow. And then somebody else does it. It's like, okay, that's pretty cool. And somebody else goes, like, all right, yeah. And then it just goes on and on for like an hour. They're going down the same track. Nothing different happens. Like, oh, he was 500th of a second faster than that last person. Like,
it is okay, so much more interesting than soccer.
Boring.
To watch these guys, these athletes throw themselves down the side of this mountain, Russ. It's like, edge of your seat excitement, dude. I don't know what's wrong with
you. I watch it once or twice, I'm good. I see one person go down the half pipe, I'm good. I got it.
You watching the men's short program tonight?
How short is it?
I'm not sure. Short. There's a short program and a long program. Probably like 3.5 minutes or something.
Like a program? Like what is it, a show? Like somebody does it?
They've got like a 3-minute skating performance.
Oh, it's the figure skating?
Yeah. I don't watch
don't
the dudes.
You don't watch that. You don't what? You don't watch the dudes?
No.
Because that would be gay.
No. I don't watch the dudes.
What's the difference? Aren't the dudes more athletic?
Yeah, I watch hockey if I want to watch guys on skates. I just love the music. Can we keep the music?
So you watch the women skate, but you won't watch the guys?
No.
You fantasize about the women?
No, Russ.
Yes, you do.
Dude, they're all like between the ages of 15 and 18. I promise you, I don't fantasize about any of these kids.
You didn't think Nancy Kerrigan was hot back in the day?
Nancy Kerrigan's my age. Yeah, I thought Nancy Kerrigan was hot. Nancy Kerrigan's still hot. She'll always be hot. I mean, just soak that music in.
It's a good song. I'm not ripping the song. John Williams, man, is a master composer. The master composer of our time, John Williams.
I've got something else for you, though.
What's that?
I'm trying to decide if I should do it.
Oh, my God. Just say something.
My Olympic moment is crashed and burned here.
The games cannot end soon enough.
You know what else we got tonight, Russ?
Oh, my God. Oh, we do have, we got the Twins tonight?
Yep.
Now, I can talk about
Bears
the Twins.
NASCAR minute.
I could talk about the Twins. We're going to have some hillbilly running around with his hair on fire this evening.
You got it right. The world center of speed.
Cole, Daytona. Dale, Jimmy.
Dale's retired.
All of them. Kurt.
It's going to be weird not seeing an Earnhardt in the, or Junior in the twin, which, by the way, we can't get him this week. Obviously, because of the duels. But I'm working on one of the upcoming young gun drivers to have on the show with us. And you're going to be nice to him, Russ. And you're going to act like you're interested.
Is it going to be as bad as this segment?
No, because I'm going to let you interview him because you're a pro and I'm an idiot.
So your idea of a good interview is to schedule somebody I don't know, that I've never heard of, put them on the show, and then you're not going to say anything, and I'm just going to talk to this person that I don't know?
I'm afraid I'm going to screw up, man. I'm nervous around him. I won't say anything stupid. He's one of my favorite drivers.
Is that it? Is that the end of the NASCAR?
Yeah, that's NASCAR, man. The only thing I want to ask him is, will he ask Rodney Childers, Kevin Harvick's crew chief, why he blocked me on Twitter?
Yeah, that sounds fascinating. I mean, I can't wait. I really can't. Are you done now? Can we?
Yeah, you can go on with your show
pivot
now.
Pivot and jet back to sports. Real sports. 865-546-8200. Your number to get on the show. When do the Olympics end? Is this it?
We got
tomorrow?
Another week.
Another week of the stupid Olympics? Oh, my God.
Complete disaster.
It really is. I don't know. I can tell you. We got another week of – I don't know what's worse. The actual Olympics preempting Jeopardy on the local NBC affiliate.
Oh, now we're, let's get down to brass tacks. That's why you're
another,
upset.
Another week of Bears Olympic update.
Just one more week of this, buddy.
Just the worst. 865-546-8200. Your number to get on the drive this afternoon. Record Ridge Barbecue smoking hot question of the day. Who do you consider the true SEC basketball champion, the regular season champ, or the tournament champ? Give us your thoughts this afternoon. Want to hear from you. SEC Country says Konzo Martin should be the SEC Coach of the Year ahead of both Bruce Pearl and Rick Barnes. I mean, how crazy is it that all three guys that are in the running for Coach of the Year this year have Tennessee ties? How absolutely insane is that? And I did not read this article because anybody who said, like, any thought given to anybody other than Bruce Pearl, when and Barnes has done a great job, and Konzo Martin has done a fantastic job. Konzo has probably done a better job than Barnes when you get right down to it, considering where they were expected to be with Michael Porter, then not having Michael Porter, and then they've won five in a row right now and are just steamrolling people like Konzo. Like, I mean, it's
Porter's
kind of
getting ready to come back.
It's kind of like his last year here, where they were just kind of mucking around, and then all of a sudden, boom, when it hit, it hit. And they are – you talk about peaking at the right time. He has done a fantastic job there. Rick Barnes has done a fantastic job here. But I'm sorry, this is not just pearl-colored glasses that I'm – he should probably be National Coach of the Year. I mean, that's the
Come
debate
on,
to
Russ.
Have. Who else?
You tell me. Giving it to Bruce?
I mean, Jay Wright has done fantastic.
I don't think anybody's done better than Bruce.
Matt Painter has done really well. He's having a great season. Bruce Pearl, though, I mean, those Villanova and Purdue were expected to be top 25 teams. Villanova is expected to be a top 5 team. Nobody had Pearl at Auburn anywhere near the top 25.
No, I mean, we had him going 11th back in August.
And he might still go. But they are going to be one of the top 10 teams. They're going to win the SEC, probably with a couple of games to spare. And any, like, conversation, there's no SEC Coach of the Year conversation. I mean, that's silly. You want to talk about National Coach of the Year, then, like, Pearl's in that conversation, and it's not a given, but he should be in the conversation. There's no SEC Coach of the Year debate. There's no conversation there. If that's anything other than unanimously handing Bruce Pearl that trophy or whatever.
Plaque or whatever it is. Yeah, I mean, you're right. Ribbon. And honestly, I think he should be a lock for the National Coach of the Year. But by this, on the other hand, there's no way the powers that be will let him have that. Not when he's quite possibly could end up going or getting in big trouble and getting fired.
Stay with us. More of your phone calls coming up after this brief commercial interlude. You're listening to The Drive on Fox Sports Knoxville, and we'll be right back.
On.
Back here on The Drive, Fox Sports Knoxville. Titanic William is next. Good afternoon, Bill.
Hello, Dopsy. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, my man. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Hello, Bear.
What's up, Bill?
You know, Dopsy, you know what I think. I believe that Bear is looking forward to the women's downhill because I'll tell you why, Dopsy. I believe he has a crush on Lindsey Vonn.
Lindsey Vonn, do it
She's
for you,
She's easy
Bear.
On the eyes, yeah.
How old is Lindsey Vonn?
She's in her mid-30s, early 30s.
Okay. That's a tough ask. Take a girl out after she's been with Tiger Woods? I mean, Would you want to follow that?
I don't know. Bill, what are you watching?
I am watching Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, starring Liz Taylor, Richard Burton, Sandy Dennis, and George Segal.
Is that on? Are you watching Turner Classic Movies?
Of course,
do you see him?
This is record. This is DVR.
Oh, okay.
But you DVR'd it off Turner Classic Movies, right?
Yes, off of Turner Classic Movies.
Is that a good movie? I've always wanted to watch that. It's been on my list for a while. I've never watched it. It's like an old married couple. They invite a young married couple, and then they
it's a bunch of alcoholics that's fighting with one another.
Yeah.
That's all it is. That's
a good start for a movie.
Sounds like my roommates in the early 90s.
Yeah.
Are you watching the Olympics?
Another thing, I believe Julian Michaels is very mad since, Jeremy Pruitt got rid of, all that Nordic track stuff.
What the hell does that mean?
Who's Julian Michaels?
He advertises for them.
I see what Titans Bill's saying.
I believe that Bear has a crush on her as well.
He's saying,
Bill, I have no idea who this person is.
Titans Bill is saying that he's making reference to the fact that they moved all the treadmills and Bowflexes and whatnot out of the weight room.
You think Alabama wins championships to Bowflex?
No, he's saying that Tennessee moved all that stuff out of the weight room so that they can lift free weights, you dullard. You got to listen between the lines with Titans Bill. He's an artist.
And I know that Julian Michaels is very displeased.
I don't know. She's scary looking to me, Bill.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't think I'd want to fight with her. She'd beat the crap out of me.
Well, probably.
She'd probably beat the crap out of you, Bear.
I wouldn't go that far, Bill. I'd call the cops on her.
She'd slap you around.
Yeah, she would.
Slap you around.
She'd make a basketball out of you, Bear.
What'd she go, 5'5" and probably about 105, Bill?
I guess.
I'm not going to talk about whether or not who'd win in a fight between me and Jillian Michaels. I'm sure she's a really nice lady. She's upset about us ripping out the machines and the Bowflexes and all that crap. I don't know what to tell her. We're trying to win football games again here.
Well, I think in a way that's sort of glad I believe Pruitt wanted to get rid of all the stuff, clean house that Jones put in.
Titans Bill, what's your favorite Elizabeth Taylor feature film?
I would probably this one here that I'm watching.
You don't go
like this
Cleopatra?
One here far more better than I do the VIPs or Cleopatra.
About Breakfast at Tiffany's? Wasn't she in that?
No, that was Audrey Hepburn.
In that.
Come
Audrey
on,
Hepburn.
Man. Get your classic cinema straight, Bar.
Yeah. That was Audrey Hepburn and George Peppard.
I mean, Liz Taylor couldn't. I mean, she can't hold Audrey Hepburn's jock, Titans Bill. She can't. You know this.
I don't know. Back in the day, man,
she was
had it going on.
Yeah.
Is she still alive?
I'm going to say this, guys. I believe we're going to lose to Georgia. I just don't know. I just don't have no feeling about this game this coming Saturday, because we haven't been playing well. We beat Kentucky.
Yeah.
We beat South Carolina, in a very close game. But I don't have a good feeling about this game. I watched a little bit of that Florida Georgia game when it was tied up at 59.
Yeah,
I shut it off. I'll tell you, I watched two pretty good games yesterday. I watched Providence upset Villanova, and I also watched Auburn tear Kentucky's kingdom down.
Tore the kingdom down, Titans Bill. Bruce Pearl,
Rick
just
Barnes
bent
tore that
John Calipari
down.
Over a barrel and showed him the 50 states. Said, how do you like that, Johnny boy?
Exactly.
Get yourself a gander.
Exactly.
I think Calipari's done. I think he's going to get out of there because they're not getting any better next year. He is going to look, and he's too smart to sit there and just let them fire them. He is going to go ahead and get while the getting's good. He's going to take himself. He's going to try and get an NBA job, I believe, first and foremost. And if he can't do that, he will try, and he'll go wherever he can.
The way also that I look at it, here's how I look at it. If any of those guys from the University of Kentucky want to jump ship and go to the NBA, then I would say to them, don't. Because none of that five is really that good enough to play in the National Basketball Association. None of them.
Bill, thank you, my friend.
Starting five.
No, they're not very good. But those guys will go. All three of those dudes will come out.
From Kentucky?
Yeah.
Sure.
They're a projected first rounder. You're a projected first rounder. You're probably coming out.
Probably.
And
let's hope Simon doesn't.
I don't know exactly what they've got in the pipeline for now. I'm sure he'll go if he sticks around and find themselves some good players. Here's a crazy thought. Just hear me out on this one. Hear me out on this one. If you're Memphis, would you take him back? Would you take Cal back?
Wow.
Would you take him back?
Yeah.
After he trashed you, left you on probation.
Yep.
The banner came down.
Would we take Pearl back?
Well, the fans would. And that's the rub, right? Like the people who make the decisions at Memphis probably would not take him back after he kind of burned that bridge.
Yeah, no way.
Stay with us. Hour number three of The Drive coming up. It is Fox Sports Knoxville. We'll be right back.